Time for Joe Smith on Monday morning here at WGCL. Smitty, good morning.
How are we doing, Glass?
Good morning, Joe.
Well, Margaret, welcome back.
Thank you.
I hope you're feeling better.
I am feeling a lot
great.
Better. Thank
Sound
you very
good.
Much.
All right, great.
Smitty, let's dive right in, shall we?
Yeah.
Two-event state champ. That doesn't happen very often around here,
no,
does it?
No. And what was hoped for certainly became reality for Phil Cole's South Panthers. And the sterling effort of IU-bound senior Ian Finnerty over the weekend, the Panthers for a second straight year posting a top-10 finish at state. Southsiders wound up 9th, but the spotlight certainly shining bright on Ian, the first Panther in 20 years to win an individual crown. He won 2 of them over the weekend, the 100 breast and 200 IM, the first local athlete and only the 4th in history to win 2 in 26 years. South's Manuel Guzman was the last to do it back in 1989. Some show that Ian put on Saturday at the Natatorium, closing out a brilliant high school career, winding up with 10 career state medals. He rewrote his own school mark and set a new state standard, winning the 100 breast in 53-1. That was just 14 one-hundredths of a second off the national high school record. He also swam legs on the 200 medley and 400 free relay teams that finished 6th and 8th, respectively. Sophomore Matthew Jordan medaled in the 100 fly. He finished 6th, also swam on those relays, along with underclassmen Wesley Webb, Matthew Baker, Grant Burley, and Max Grog. North senior David Bright medaled in the 100 breaststroke. He wound up 8th on Saturday, and senior Chris DeMars was 12th and 13th in the 100 free and 200 free. Diver Sean Stafford wound up 26th as Dave Tanner's Cougars finished 26th in the state. Well, we'll call it Hoosier Hysteria. We normally do. It is March. The 105th annual State High School Boys Basketball Tournament opens tomorrow night on the home court. A big doubleheader Tuesday. Defending champion North goes in, though, with a 3-game losing streak at 14-8. They'll take on the 11-11 Golden Bears of Shelbyville. 5:30 Chalk Talk with Andy Hodson tomorrow night, followed by Chalk Talk in between games with J.R. Holmes, the 7th-ranked South Panthers. In a real tester tomorrow night, right off the bat, in 16-7 Columbus North, a team that South beat by 9 last month. The Panthers closed out the regular season with 16 straight wins, beating Warren Central 69-63 Friday night. South 18-2, the pre-tournament favorites. North and South advance, same time frame on Friday, with East Central and Columbus East awaiting the winners from Tuesday night. Also, Edgewood will wait for the anticipated rematch with the Brown County Eagles Friday night at 6 over at West Vigo, B.C. Beat the White River Valley on Saturday night to close the regular season 14-7. The Mustangs lost to Franklin Friday in that add game to their schedule. Dave Mahurin's Red and Black, 12-10 overall. So let the ball bounce and let the hoops action begin, and it will Tuesday night. Big doubleheader action starting 5:30 Chalk Talk, Bloomington North and Shelbyville in Game 1. Bloomington South will play Columbus North in Game 2. Dave and Glass kicks off March, kicks off your sports week in the zone at 6 o'clock and your phone calls tonight.
And coming up a little bit later this morning, Joe, in just about 10 minutes, Bloomington and Indiana University's Jeff Overton is in the mix to golf at the PGA Honda Classic on a Monday finish. He's only 3 shots out of first with about 9 holes left to play. Chasing a group of just 3 players in front of him. So we'll keep an eye on that this morning as well. Pacers win last night. They beat the JV Sixers 94-74 in Indianapolis there. Jimmy Johnson wins the NASCAR in Atlanta as he went the fastest over 500 miles. And the Big Ten had a big day in hoops yesterday. No help for the Hoosiers, really, as Wisconsin defeats Michigan State. And the Boilermakers blow a 13-point second-half lead and lose at Value City Arena. Ohio State joins the 10-win club last night, Joe, and that didn't help the Hoosiers either.
No. D'Angelo Russell had another big night.
Yeah, he's unstoppable. 28 and change.
28, yeah. So, well, you know, we know what has been. We know what's ahead. 2 big games, and the Hoosiers know what they have to do. So, first things first, Iowa, Tuesday night, ESPN, 7 o'clock.
Iowa couldn't knock out a Penn State team that Penn State played tough on. The only thing good about being sick all weekend, Joe, is I watched about 400 hours of college
basketball. Yeah, they forced them into OT, kind of pulling for the Nittany Lions, but, you know, the Hawkeyes have now won 4 in a row coming in here.
Well, Iowa doesn't play very smartly at all. They took some of the worst shots you'll ever see, but you know what? They made their foul shots and executed down the stretch.
Yep.
But there's room. But again, 10 wins, and that's what Indiana's trying to minimum to get to in league play. They currently start in seventh, and plenty of basketball. Triple header Tuesday, triple header Wednesday. Wisconsin plays Thursday, and then Saturday and Sunday we'll wrap things up before the men's tournament gets started next week. Women's tournament, Joe, gets started this week, and the women go on Wednesday.
Yeah, they do. Hoffman Estates is up in Illinois, outside of Chicago, actually, to the west there at the Sears Center, and they'll take on Penn State, a team they played only once. And lost in a close game back in January. So they'll have at it game one on Wednesday night at 6.
Sounds good. And what else are we missing in the world of sports? Anything I can think of? Obviously a busy week with high school basketball. We're hoping to have five games here on the airwaves for everybody. That's about as exciting as it gets.
Well, we have some Big Ten champs we'll take care of next hour. Treytez Kinnaird and also James Conner.
Diving.
Michael Hickson, a nice effort by Drew Johansson's crew. We'll talk about it next hour.
All right, Joe, sounds good, and we appreciate your time. We'll get caught up at 8:45 for the Hoosier Beat here on a Monday morning.
All righty.
On a Monday morning. Here's somebody to give you some sunshine. Joe Smith joins us. Smitty, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Best part about basketball, Joe, it's played indoors.
Yeah.
You don't have to sit on there. There's no sideline. There's no. You don't have to be out there getting wet and wondering how your gloves are going to work and everything else.
Bring up a good point.
Well, we've got to try to find something positive in this other bizarre.
All
we need is a heat advisory, Joe. That's it.
There you go.
We've touched all the bases.
Heat advisory.
That's all we need.
Oh, I don't know.
A little bit of everything to kick off a new month.
Yes, sir. And the Hoosiers are in action. The winter sports are still going, Joe.
Yep.
There's plenty of them to talk about. And we had some fast runners, some fast swimmers, and some high divers getting the Hoosiers in action this weekend.
Well, it was wire to wire for Treytez Kinnaird, becoming the first Hoosier to win a Big Ten indoor 800 meters title in 27 years, speeding to a 1:48.8 clocking over the weekend. Stephen Keller medaled along with Rory Hunter in the heptathlon and 1500 meters respectively, along with the pole vaulter Terry Bateman, who finished third. Was Keller rolling up over 5700 points. That's the second best mark in school history. Ron Helmer's men wound up seventh to champion Nebraska in the indoor meet. Over in Geneva, Ohio, the women finished 11th to champion Ohio State. Pole vaulter Sophie Gudermuth was second, and she added yet another school record, demolishing her own, and it is out to 14 feet 3 inches now. Meanwhile, Drew Johansson's Hoosier divers swept through the Big Tens with titles out in Iowa City. Freshman James Conner winning the platform and 3-meter crowns. Michael Hickson, the 1-meter. Conner named the Big Ten diver of the championships, and both kids earning first-team All-Big Ten honors off the boards. Michigan won its fifth consecutive title. Ray Luz's crew wound up third team-wise. Blake Peroni was named the co-Big Ten Freshman of the Year, and seven other Hoosiers were named to the second-team All-Big Ten. Mike Hurley won the Sportsmanship Award for the Hoosiers. All told, the IU kids set 8 new school marks in the swimming and diving championships. Well, it's all set for Terry Morin's crew in the Big Ten women's postseason tournament starting Wednesday night, 6 o'clock at the Sears Center Arena in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Indiana, the 12th seed for the fifth time in this tournament. The Hoosiers will take on Penn State, who beat them back in January by 4 points. Indiana lost to 20th-ranked Rutgers 71-60. That's 5 straight losses entering the tournament, dropping them below 500 at 14-15. 19 turnovers were costly. Rutgers too tough to handle inside, too, as they scored 50 paint points and held an 18-0 edge with its transition game in fast break points. Tyra Buss had 14, Amanda Cahill with 11. Rutgers put it away with a 15-3 run early on in the second half. Men's tennis over the weekend, Jeremy Wirtzman's crew out to 9-3. They blanked St. Mary's 4-0 and beat Washington 4-3, winning the 2-3 doubles there. They won the a big three set singles match at 3 as the Hoosiers playing well. The fellas coming back from the Pacific Northwest. Lynn Loring's Indiana women lost its Big Ten opener to Illinois 6-1 on Sunday. Paula Gutierrez had the only Indiana point, winning at 4 singles. On the baseball fields, the rubber match between College of Charleston and Chris Lemonis's Hoosiers rained out yesterday afternoon. The Hoosiers won 1 in that scheduled 4-game set that was reduced to only 2 games. Actually, they were scheduled to play 3, so it was reduced to 2. Christian Morris got his first win of the year, and Casey Rodriguez had 4 RBI. Craig Didelo and Will Nolan knocked in 3 RBIs on Saturday. 10 different Hoosiers had at least 1 hit there. On the softball beat, Michelle Gardner's crew lost both games it played in the ESPN Wide World of Sports setting down in Orlando, Florida, the Citrus 2 tournament. They finished 1-3 in that tournament over the weekend, losing to Georgetown 7-2 and Miami of Ohio 3-2. Shannon Cauley hit a home run against the Redhawks in that one. Might make mention that junior Kelsey Dotson knocked in 7 to tie a single-game school record, which was the best in 19 years in its weekend win over Lehigh. And mentioning weather and outdoor play, the softball Hoosiers are scheduled to open the home portion of the season at Andy Moore this weekend with the Hoosier Classic. We'll keep our fingers crossed there. Dave and Glass in the zone, and your phone calls to kick off March, to kick off your sports week tonight at 6.
Hand warmer night there at Andy Moore Field.
Yeah, yeah. Give away those, or you know, mittens or something.
Sure. Or some
scarves, hats.
Well, the baseball Hoosiers are scheduled to go out on the 10th, a week from tomorrow night.
At least they get a week.
At least a week.
That's a week later than the weekend.
A lot can change.
And the other thing that's great about softball is games take about 55 minutes. You're not out there for baseball where it's 3.5 hours some days. You get in and out of there pretty quickly in a softball game. Joe, Big Ten basketball last night. Hoosiers looking for some help. Their friends from up there in Lafayette tried to give him some, but just couldn't pull off the trick there at Ohio State. The Boilermakers led by 13 in the second half and couldn't put away the Buckeyes on their home floor. And Purdue falls in that one, 65-61. D'Angelo Russell, 28 for the Scarlet. And what are they, gray? Who cares what they are? Now, up in Wisconsin, Bucky Badger.
Clinched it.
Well, they Michigan State had a terrible week.
Yeah.
They didn't play very good to get things. The game was 13-13, Joe, and I looked up again, then there goes Wisconsin. Yeah. See you later. Right in the rearview mirror, Frank Kaminsky had 31. They've got one hand on the trophy. They do have 2 road games, though, Joe. They do go to Minnesota, and they do go to Ohio State. And Ohio State, they've been playing pretty well at home. So Maryland would have to win at Rutgers and have to win at Nebraska if they wanted to share the outright title on all that. Boy, that'd be a disappointing close to Wisconsin season, wouldn't it?
Well, because you know Maryland's going to win those two.
Yes.
With who they have to play.
The pressure is all over
yeah.
Wisconsin on that, which is interesting because they really haven't had a whole lot to play for the last couple of weeks. They've just been beating everybody soundly.
Right.
Who won the no right turns yesterday?
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson. 71st career win. He wins at Atlanta. Kevin Harvick was second.
And Joey Logano was fourth.
Fourth, yeah.
Right up there in the money, looking tight. Pacers win. They beat the JV 76ers last night. After the game, 76ers waived another player from their team. Pacers win 94-74. They move out of the cellar in the Eastern Conference Central Division. So they're turning in the right direction. How about this? Paul George, a little practice on Thursday, Joe?
I heard that.
Well, look out. We'll keep an eye on that. But the big story this week, obviously, is Indiana basketball, 7 o'clock Tuesday night, / high school sectional basketball. So plenty to do. And I'm guessing your reports will be a little bit basketball-centric tomorrow morning?
They probably will be.
Just to guess on any of that. What else do we have to pay attention to? Oh, did you hear that? Did you know that? Did you see that? Did you read that Ianfinity, whatever relay he was in, Joe,
yeah,
when he swam the 100 free in that relay,
yeah,
he would have beaten the 100 free champion in the state meet.
Yeah, that was in the 400 medley relay.
How about that,
yeah,
Joe? I mean, that you could have swam that event.
Yeah, Ray Lewis has got a diamond in the rough big
time.
Oh,
my goodness. And congratulations.
Yeah, that was a great feat by the young man.
How about that? Could have had another. He could have had a triple, Joe. Could
we
have
had, three. Well, we had, it's only the fourth time in history that we've had a young man win two at the same event.
Right. Which is
The first Panther to win a state championship in 20 years as it stood. So fantastic. Great spotlight shining on Ian.